this good day. It is a gift from you. This good day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made
it. It's now 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. If you're following us on Twitter this morning, you notice that we're going to have a conversation with Vanessa Williams, late of Desperate Housewives, started off her career as Miss America for a while. She's been working with the Special Olympics, great project. And what is her latest interest and project? I find her to be an attractive, intelligent, sort of a fun person to watch. And so why not talk to her? That's what I figure, right? Is she there now, Richie? Apparently. She's there now.
She's so excited. Yeah. It's early for her. I love
it. All right. So let's do... Well, I'm not getting any direction from the...
Yeah, she's...
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Vanessa.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Why not talk to me?
Why not talk to you?
Let's do it.
Why not? Absolutely. What the heck? I was only going... You know what? It was either you... Or following the California driver's test. That was the choice I had to make.
Oh, boy.
I pick Vanessa. I don't know about
pick
you guys.
Vanessa.
Oh, thank you. I'm flattered.
When you were just a wee little person, what did you think your life was going to be all about?
Well, I grew up about an hour outside of New York City and always would go to see the latest Broadway shows with my family. And so I knew that I wanted to be on Broadway from a very early age, but the fact that it's a reality is fantastic. So, and it's one of those tangible goals. I knew that it was a matter of a good audition and sticking to it, and I've been lucky. My dreams have come true.
Roberta Fasanelli, who's on this program with me, has a daughter that's in the Fame High School in New York City, and as I watch Roberta tutor her daughter, who's a wonderful girl. I think about women like you who've come along, had a dream early on, men too, I guess, but maybe more with you. I'm interested in how this sort of materialized through your high school years, your mother and the sort of support. Well, who supported you? You had a dream, but who helped you make the dream come true?
My family. I mean, both my parents are music teachers. I had to study piano and French horn for 9 years. I did marching band and concert choir and every school production we had. And so I was, I think, very well prepared for a musical theater major, which I majored in at Syracuse University. And, you know, of course, having parents as teachers, you know, I had a lot of teachable moments in my youth, and they were extremely supportive. And I've got a younger brother who's also an actor, and you know, so I've got, you know, I had a wonderful foundation of parents that cared and took time and educated me, and you know, didn't tell me to get a real job when I said I wanted to be in the arts.
Vanessa Williams is here with us. She's on Desperate Housewives these days. But you've been in a lot of... The thing about you that I find interesting is that you've been able to sort of spread your wings. Maybe as you've just explained to us your beginning, it makes more sense. You've had a successful career as a singer. You certainly have done any number of television programs, been in movies. If you look at the things that you've done, we were just talking earlier before you came on the air about you being an eraser with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm.
When you think on the things that you have done, what have you found the most satisfaction or had the most fun doing? And I'm not sure those two always go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, the most, I think, gratifying and where I really feel I'm allowed to do everything that I do is Broadway, because I get a chance to dance and sing and act live with a fantastic ensemble in front of, you know, an audience that changes 8 shows a week. It's tremendously grueling, but it's really what I think is my forte, because, you know, I love to. And I've had the opportunity to work with some fantastic people. I've worked with Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine twice, you know, Hal Prince, and I did Kiss the Spider-Woman. He directed that, and Kander and Ebb wrote the music for Kiss, and did Off-Broadway way before that, St. Louis Woman, which is Harold Arlen music, and I did Sondheim and Sondheim last season on Broadway at Studio 54 for The Roundabout. So it's... you know, I've been able to work with some fantastic people and extraordinary talents that extraordinary talent that has surrounded me. So I think that's my absolute favorite.
You're laying it on nicely, giving credit to people who have helped you or that you've worked with. What do people think about you? As I listen to you, now, we've never spoken before. I hear a lot of intelligence. I hear a good attitude, sort of grounded. Maybe that's when you're with your friends, do they treat you as a friend, just like many other people, or do they acknowledge that you're successful and good at what you do in a way that maybe makes you seem elevated a little bit? I think you know what I'm saying.
No. I live in my hometown. I've raised my four kids in my hometown as well, so I've got a lot of the same friends that I went to high school with. A lot of my dear friends from college are still in my life. I have a very strong, core of friends that have supported me and known me for years. So, and again, being a parent, I've been a mom for 24 years next week. That my oldest daughter will be 24. So I've had no choice but to be grounded and responsible, because that's what happens when you're a parent.
Isn't that hard, though, Vanessa? I mean, isn't it hard not to get caught up in that whole celebrity Hollywood, I'm going to buy a big mansion on the hill and that whole lifestyle, though? How do you keep...
Well, because I live in my hometown, so yeah. I don't live in Hollywood, So I think that's exactly why I chose to raise my kids, outside of the city and the suburbs and the community where I grew up. I knew how I turned out. I knew how... the values that I had and what I admired about my environment and community, and that's why I chose to, once they were ready for school, we all moved back to New York.
Now, are your kids ready for showbiz, or are they doing their own thing now?
Well, actually, my son just graduated on Sunday from high school, so he's going into design. He's going to design school for sneakers as his passion.
Oh, cool.
My 22-year-old just graduated from college last month in May, and she was a dance major with a liberal arts degree. So she also writes music, and she's very talented and creative, so she can go any which way she wants. And my oldest is in the fashion industry, does a lot of writing, also sells real estate, so they're all finding their way. And my 11-year-old, she's the one that's if I were going to bank on anyone having their own show, it would be Sasha Fox.
It's amazing to me that you have a 25-year-old. I mean, you look awesome. I can't even believe
24,
it.
Yeah. I had her. Well, I got married at 23 and had my first at 24. So I started early, but I'm glad I started early, and I'm happy to have had four kids and been able to have a career at the same time.
Vanessa Williams is with us. Everybody knows you're in Desperate Housewives, and a lot of people talk about that. I'm interested in your being involved in the Special Olympics, which has just concluded, I think, hasn't it, in Greece?
No, actually, I'm leaving today.
Oh, you're going today?
Yeah, I'm going. Our opening ceremony is this Saturday in Greece, so I'm doing the commentating with the athletes parade in, and then I'm going to do a tribute to Eunice and Sergeant Shriver with Stevie Wonder. So that'll all happen this weekend, and then the games will begin. And I've been a board member on the international board for almost 10 years and just have to rotate off. But, always been a big supporter, and it's a great organization. I started out with supporting them when I was did the very special Christmas album, and from then I became a board member, and it's just fantastic. And I'm actually in New York today before I leave to do this Samsung experience, which is basically a brand new refrigerator that has apps on it, and
this intrigues me, as you were talking about being it sounded like you. You may be the cook as well. When you're home with the children, you have all kinds of opportunities to do things that maybe you liked as a kid, what your parents were doing. And this thing that I'm looking at It's an LCD refrigerator. How in the world?
It's basically the top-selling refrigerator right now by Samsung, and they've got an 8-inch screen on the front and has apps already downloaded. So
apps like
you can get Epicurious, so you can punch in and look up a recipe that you want.
I love Epicurious.
You can do Pandora and play music if you want to have some music to cook by. It has AP News. You can check your Twitter on it. They have a WeatherBug app.
That's
and they've
hilarious.
Got Google Calendar, so you can get rid of all that stuff on the corkboard and on the magnets in the front of your traditional refrigerator, and just set up your calendar that way.
So you can rotate pictures on this thing too, then. Instead of having all the pictures. Yeah.
So how have you?
You can scan. You'll be able to do a slideshow. Absolutely.
How awesome. Have you developed, or how have you accepted technology? We were talking earlier about this being the 40th anniversary of email. So as you grew up. And do you feel very comfortable around all sorts of technology, or sometimes?
I'm a little slow on the draw, so you know. But once I'm introduced to it, then I'm pretty voracious. So I just started actively tweeting on my Twitter. I'm VW Official on my Twitter. So I love the fact that you can actually check your Twitter email on the refrigerator, because I usually would have my computer set up in another room and run back and forth in the kitchen. I can't believe email is 40 years old. For me, I think I've only been doing it for probably about 10 or so.
So what is it on Twitter? VW what?
I found
VW
you already.
VW Official.
VW Official.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have Facebook pages as well?
I have a Facebook page, at Vanessa Williams, and VanessaWilliams.com. Finished 16 shows over in Japan, so I'm between performing and television. I always keep my fans up to date.
So we had Richie last week or the week before. We were talking about this. There was a video we had, Vanessa, at DougStephan.com, that showed a Corning, the reality of the future with a Corning look at glass everywhere. And I didn't see one of these fridges, but
they did.
Was it a fridge in it?
Yeah, there was a fridge. Vanessa, it was a video. Corning made a video of showing you what the future home is going to will do, and how computers are just into the glass in your walls and your bathroom mirror and on your refrigerator, and how you can just drag pictures and just take your finger and write notes on the refrigerator to everybody.
It's very cool.
And it was super cool, and this is the first stage of it.
Yeah, exactly.
How much time does it take to do Desperate Housewives? How do you do that back and forth?
We start shooting in mid-July and finish top of May, so I brought my youngest daughter to go to school out in California just so I wouldn't be going back and forth. But, it's almost like a school year. I've got the June and May, June off and back to work in July.
Really? So then you can do some of these other things that you like to do as well.
Yes.
Very cool. Exactly. Well, I'm sure you're having a good time with life. You're enjoying your children, which is important, and the things that you're good at. What better way can you put forth an example for others? You're good at stuff, you enjoy doing it, and you're able to communicate the fact that this is what we all ought to aspire to do. Whatever your dream is, you grab hold of it and make it work.
That's exactly true.
Yeah, good for you. Nice to chat with you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
All right, you have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye, Vanessa.
Vanessa Williams. The business with the gadgets. My God.
Is that awesome? I'm telling you, that Corning. You can still go to our website and see that Corning video. It's the coolest thing.
But you know what? With regard to her, now I learned a lot about her that I didn't
awesome,
know before.
Isn't she?
She's but she's very. You can tell by listening to her voice. Very grounded. It's not about me being a star. Yada yada yada. So what's the tweet again? VW Official?
It's VW Official.
All right, so we have that connected, and Facebook will do all our connecting there as well.
Yep.
I'd leave that to you, Jennifer, and to Richie.
Okay, sir.
I could give it to Roberta, but it wouldn't get done. 21.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Talking earlier in the show about TV stars, TV shows that you had pictures or posters of. The Fonz, I'm sure, had to be on a bunch of walls, yeah.
Now he's selling Colonial Penn.
Now he's selling Colonial Penn.
I still love
still
him.
Still directing and doing stuff, but this is the theme to Happy Days. Al Molinaro, Big Al.
Oh, Big Al?
He's 92 today.
Shut it. He's still alive. I love him.
Yep. Big Al still doing all right.
Good for him.
Yep. Pat Morita's gone, but Big Al's still around. So.
That was the one, though. Big Al was the guy.
Yeah, he was the guy. He was very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I was never a big fan of the nighttime soaps, the drama soaps.
Really? Oh, I love Knots Landing.
But I liked Michelle Lee in Knots Landing. I dug her. I thought she was cool.
She was pretty.
She played Karen on Knots Landing. Today she turned 69.
Is it funny that I used to watch this show when I was like seven
with
my mom?
You?
Probably six or seven.
No, I don't think it's funny. I remember my mom watching this and Dallas and all those things. Now I have my wife watching the telenovelas,
mm-hmm.
the Spanish soap operas.
Isn't it fun to watch Knots Landing from the beginning again?
Oh, don't they have that on the Soap Network?
No. Oh, maybe. They might, but SoapNet's going away at the end of the year. Why? Because they're canceling all the soaps. Don't do it, people. Please.
Why can't they run the reruns? They've got 40 years of reruns.
They're making SoapNet into a kids' channel.
More SpongeBob. That's what we need. Over, under, sideways, down. By the Yardbirds. Today is Jeff Beck's birthday from the Yardbirds. Guess how old he is. Did you even know?
I have no idea.
He performed at Jazz Fest. Was it this year? This year. 67 years old today, Jeff Beck is.
All right. Happy birthday, Jeff.
One of the very cool bands from the 60s, the Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
She's not there.
Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Colin Blunstone, he's the singer of the Zombies, turned 66 today. Right. Fleetwood Mac.
This is all you, because I just don't know.
Fleetwood Mac.
Is it Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah.
How do I not know that? I don't know.
And I think this is from the one of the biggest selling albums of all time, Rumors. I could not stand this album. Hate it to this day, but cannot deny it was a juggernaut in rock history. It
nice
sold,
word.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely just went crazy for like a year. It owned the charts, and I just never could warm. I thought it was too poppy. Yeah. This, on the other hand, Dire Straits, the Sultans of Swing. I was 16, 17 years old, sitting in my bedroom trying to figure out how to play the Sultans of Swing on my guitar. Remember it? Absolutely. John Ilsley, who is the bass player for Dire Straits. I love this song.
It's so funny.
Turning 62 today. All right, Jennifer, here's one more up your alley right here.
Oh, okay, we're getting better. Getting there. Getting back to my age.
Tears for Fears. Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Kurt Smith, bass player, turning 50 today, so he's just a couple years
old. Wow.
Mm-hmm. That I can deal with, no big deal.
I think I traded for Jelly Shoes for one of those CDs. I swear. Or a tape.
All right, Dr. Susan Lewis from ER, Sherry Stringfield, turns 44 today. All right. And our movie guy, Chuck Curry, one of his favorite TV shows, Friday Night Lights.
Oh,
Minka Kelly turns 31 today. It's 28 past on the Good Day Show.
The New World Symphony is this guy's theme song. Almost every day when Paul Jacobson wakes up, he starts exploring the events in his life all over again. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Jacobson, an old guy full of piss and vinegar, has short-term memory issues. He's the hero in Mike Beffler's Mysteries, and he's a sleuth without a clue. He's always finding corpses of people he's argued with, but he doesn't remember the fights that might have caused their deaths. Senior Moments or Murder is a light read and very unrealistic when it comes to memory loss issues, but it displays how gutsy a person has to be to keep trying to cope. Jacobson keeps a journal to help him remember things, and it's easy to lose patience as he goes over and over it again. You sigh with relief when he finally nabs the murderer and hope he'll really savor it before he forgets it ever happened. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. SalonPas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. SalonPas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of SalonPas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the SalonPas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with SalonPas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. SalonPas. Please use as directed.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
I got a feeling. Now 33 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Friday, there's a new trend in modern jewelry. A pairing of precious metals with cat hair.
Ew. Sometimes I do that on my clothes by accident.
The practice of being prepared is what today is all about. You're coming prepared to your job today, right?
Yes.
You're competent. You're going to find yourself accomplishing what you want to do, right?
Doing
which
my
is
best.
Make it through Friday so you have the weekend. Rah, rah, shish kumba. Are you confident that you'll do things today that you, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, never dreamed you'd be able to do? Do you have a discovery zone in your reality? Do you know your power? Have you discovered powers you never knew existed? Most of us in our lives find a point at which we overcome a number of things that slow us down or keep us, they affect, I guess, our confidence. And in order to be successful, you got to feel confident.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little Bach, B-A-C-H. They have those little, the essence of flowers. They come in liquid form.
Yeah, oils and things.
Yeah, right, exactly. Uh-huh. There's one that they have for courage. And I suggest that if you don't have great courage and you need all of the help you can get, you might go to the health store, the Whole
Foods.
Are you
suggesting
store.
We drink for courage?
Yeah, well, yeah. You can have a little drop, I'll do you, as it were. It's amazing what that stuff does. Half of the battle that you face every day is having the conviction, the courage. You've heard that, the courage of your convictions. You know that story.
Mm-hmm.
You have the courage of your convictions. You can accomplish what you undertake. Confidence, a great thing. It's a good word, a C word. Confidence is the result of constant work and dedication. You get nowhere. In my life, I have figured out you get nowhere without it. And so if you're not really, people can say, well, you're a failure at this or a failure at that. Okay. So that means I wasn't committed to it. If with my marriage, for example, I was too young, didn't get it. I understand now how important that woman is to me in my life. Don't want to be married to her. Don't want to have, I am intimate with her in number of ways, but not physically. I care about her. But I didn't get it when I was 22 years old. I didn't get anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to be working, providing, helping, and I thought my role, as I followed my father's model, was to work all the time or be gone. And I didn't work for us as kids. My father, not being around most of the time, didn't help us. So why didn't I think about it that way when I was looking at those two beautiful children I have? I don't know. And I got slapped around a little bit a number of ways over the years to coming around and thinking that the priorities were screwed up. How many of you have screwed up priorities?
I think lots of us do.
Yeah.
And that's sort of back to our fascination with all of this stuff. What I asked earlier, if you're just joining us, what you're over. We came up with a number of things from the political world, from the, I guess we would say, the celebrity world. And so what are you over? 800-510-8255. What have you had enough of? I don't know if that's good English. Of what have you had enough?
What are you so over?
Over! 800-510-8255. Okay, we get clean up stuff here. 2020 News Quiz question. What is a tiger dam? I've asked that for the swell prize. If you know, if you're listening in that area or you've seen or know of the use of tiger dams, nothing mysterious about them. It's just a term used for what? What are they? I want you to identify them. Get a one of our Doug Steffen prizes. We always have our 2020
our swell prize.
We have swell prizes. Yes, exactly. 2020 means we ask the question around 20 past the hour and want to get the information and the answer before 20 before the next hour. So what is a tiger dam, s'il vous plaît? 800-510-8255. Dan was listening to the program yesterday when we were doing limericks.
Oh.
He's in Cross Plains, Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Doug, fellow dairyman once upon a time.
I was, or you were?
I was.
I still am.
Yes, I know you are. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, and I'm proud of you, too, for having
been there, done that. Okay, let me lay this on you and see what you think. It's clean, of course.
Uh-huh.
There once was a man named Barack who used lies as his common stock. But when the 2012 election came around, little Barack went down, and like a good Christian, he up and moved to Iraq.
That's pretty bad, Dan.
I thought it was great.
Yeah,
I thought it was great.
Right.
Did you make that yourself?
Of course, I'm a poet.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And the old don't know it.
You didn't know it.
You know what's good about you, Dan? You're a dairy guy. That's what's good about you. But okay.
Yes, you are.
You're convinced of that, and congratulations. Thanks for the call. 800.
I think he's been taking some of that confidence.
Maybe. Right. That's okay.
No, that was cute.
All right. Tiger dams. Here's James in Florida. All right. Tiger dams. What do you have, James?
It's the first thing Tiger Woods' mom said when she found out he was cheating on his wife.
Tiger dam.
Well, everybody's a comedian today. Yeah, that's actually a pretty good line, but it's not what a tiger dam is. All right, James.
All right, thanks.
Yvonne, hello. You being a comedian today, or are you going to play this straight?
I'm going to play it straight.
All right. What is a tiger dam?
It's what you were saying earlier. You said A or B, and I would say it's the one that that you said it was 18 inches above or something like that.
I did?
Yeah.
Anybody else hear me say that?
I never listened to you, so I don't know.
All right. Michael, did I say that? I don't remember saying that.
Don't remember.
You were saying something about that. It was, you said A something and then B something, and I would say it's the one that.
No, I was talking about going to the Chinese restaurant and taking one from column A and one from column B. I wasn't really saying that. I have no idea what you're talking about, sweetheart. Here's John in Owensboro, Kentucky on Good Day. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Well, sir. How about you?
I'm doing well also. Thank you.
Good to hear. All right. So what's a tiger dam? This is a hard question for people.
It is.
Yeah. It is it's a like a giant rubber bladder filled with water, and it acts as like sandbags do. You can put it on top of sandbags.
Now, the lady, okay, I get what this lady just heard me say. I said that the Tiger Dam was usually 18 inches or more in height. And now that's rubbering around in my mind. And so maybe that was what she was saying about me, with a focus on 18 inches. These rubber tubes, if you will, that are called tiger dams, as you've described them, John, are filled with water, and they are put on top of the levees, and there apparently are miles and miles of them at the moment. Have you seen pictures of these, John?
Yes, I have, actually.
Ever used them or had to use them in any flood circumstance you were around?
No, I haven't. I just got curious about the flood a couple of days ago, and on the internet and searching around, just happened to see it.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing, because now you have a swell Doug Steffen prize coming to you, John. Is that a good deal?
All right. Thank you. I appreciate
you're welcome. I appreciate
good
your
job.
Calling. Have a good weekend. Thank you. Hold on. Yeah, the tiger dams are these long tubes, Jennifer. They actually look like tire tubes, but you know they're not circular. They are just long tubes that are stretched out, and they fill them with water. And that's how they stop they hope to stop, anyway, some of the water from coming up over the edge. It's a mess, unbelievable mess. So, and the rain, I'm not sure what the forecast is in these areas for the weekend.
If it's going to dry, yeah.
Yeah, let's hope. We'll hold good thoughts for all in that area. I think that's what we need to be holding. Doug and Jennifer, 15 before the hour, night skin cream is the absolute best way for you, whether you're a man or a woman, to look younger. Your face is the focus. You hear me talking all the time about these two ingredients. Actually, you hear me talking about three, coming from the same company. I tend to put Tautinol and Night Skin together because they are the daytime and nighttime treatments for your skin. And then there is Lumitone, that is good for... Luminol is probably something you put on the... I had an axle on my trailer brake last night.
Ooh.
And I was thinking of what we needed to do to keep this from happening, and I noticed that it was not lubricated well. So there's a product that we use called Lubra-All, and it hasn't been used.
Kind
on
of
this,
the same idea, adding moisture to something, right?
Lumitone, Lubra. What Lumitone does and what these other things do are basically hydrate and make the areas of your face that are problem areas, they loosen them up a little bit. And that's what happens when, in some circumstances, you want your skin protected and tightened up. That's what Tautinol is all about. Protects you against wrinkles by protecting your skin from the sun and the wind and all the things that you encounter during the daytime. So you ought to have Tautinol. It's guaranteed to strengthen and repair your skin's barrier to all the things that are out there. You get a 30-day money-back guarantee, by the way, with all of these products from New Vitality. So Night Skin is good for nighttime replenishment. It's really, really good. The natural collagen in it helps to moisturize your skin. So you put Night Skin on at night, Tautinol in the daytime. So now after all this, you want to know how to get these, right? Pretty simple. You can get a free bottle of Night Skin right now by calling 800-607-7078. By getting a full facial while you sleep. 800-607-7078. Order that. And also the Tautinol. You get a free bottle of that if you buy a couple of bottles. It supports you. Use a little bit more of that anyway, because you want to have your... I don't want to put it on thick like lather, but you do need to put a lot of it on. And it's good aftershave, too. 800-607-7078. You pay just shipping and handling for Night Skin. Get the deal on Tautinol also. Look younger, feel better, protect your skin. 800-607-7078.
Andro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115. Tonight's the night I love you.
Very nice. Last night, Dougie, I met Bill Paxton.
Did you?
Yes, big love, Bill Paxton.
Actor, the show's going off the air, is it not?
Yeah, it's done this
season.
Is he
getting a show at CRN then, or what's the story?
He was on Robert Conrad's show. Such a nice guy, came in studio.
Yeah?
I love it when actors are nice.
Was he impressed with the studio facilities?
Yeah.
The round knobs on the control board and all that good stuff?
Yeah,
he loved
it.
Stuff. He was,
loved
was he a radio guy? He ever do any radio?
He could. He's got the personality for it, but I don't think he has.
No. So what's his next move after Big Love?
A movie called Haywire is coming out in a few months.
Yeah.
And very cute the way he talked about his relationship with his dad. His dad's the one that's in the Spider-Man movies.
Oh, right. Oh, really?
Yeah. His dad told him, tried to talk him out of becoming an actor when he was a kid. And then when his dad retired, he said, you know, son, I've always kind of wanted to try this acting thing.
Uh-huh. There you go. All right. So you thought I was kidding, Jennifer, about this new trend in jewelry. The cat has literally dragged this in. You've got your cat there at home with you.
I do.
And
I
want to check this out. This thing has gone completely viral. If you look around, this it's crazy. Heidi Abramson was on the Today Show, and it was this story that I saw on Today.com. There's a fervor, if you get the joke,
a fervor.
Interest in this cat hair bling thing. Modern jewelry. She has a studio. This lady has a studio in Phoenix. She says that she's a cat fancier, and she decided that this would be something she thought she could market. The Bon Marché, the Burberry's of London, they have exhibited her work also in Paris. She's a silversmith, collector of mid-century modern jewelry. She's sort of surprised it took cat hair, actually, to put her on the map. So she says, the picture is there of balls of cat hair, cat fur, that have been made into jewelry. You think that if you're allergic to cats, obviously,
not fur balls.
It's not going to work too well. 59 after on Good Day.
HempUSA.org brings you pure Camu Berry Powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown Camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order Camu Berry Powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
A decision some are calling mystifying, but one that could impact prices at the pump. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. As gas prices shot up this past spring, there were more than a few people calling for the government to tap into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, a supply that's on hand for emergencies. Back in early May, we hit a national average of $4 a gallon for regular, but since that time, we've come back down. Average price for a gallon of regular now, according to the AAA, is $3.60, down 21 cents. Over the past month. And so, it is with some surprise, the government announced yesterday it will release 30 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve over the next 30 days. Intelligence firm analyst Peter Zion says this move doesn't make much sense.
To whittle away at what's basically a security blanket in order to lower prices for just a few weeks seems kind of strange.
Economic strategist Jordan Goodman of MoneyAnswers.com says President Obama's decision to release this oil is politically motivated.
Oil prices have already been falling. There's not a shortage of oil. He wants to get oil down now because they run out of bullets, basically. It's like, well, let's get the oil price of oil down artificially.
The Obama administration is defending its decision, saying there's been plenty of disruption in the flow of oil worldwide, pointing to the unrest in Libya and elsewhere. And this new flow of oil is already having an effect on oil prices, which plummeted yesterday, down over $4 a barrel to just over $91, its lowest level since the middle of February.
The dropping oil prices should mean that gas prices will come down.
That's Marie Dodds at the AAA. The question is, how much will prices come down and how fast?
It can take anywhere from a few days to a couple of weeks for prices to trickle down, and it really depends on which service station you're going to.
And as we've seen so many times in the past, prices at the pump never come down nearly as far or as fast as they go up. So, we'll see. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? Seven Brand Insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. 7 has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs. Love your garden. Get 7. Available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Mixed day on Wall Street yesterday. At one point, the Dow was off more than 200 points, but fought back and finished with a 60-point drop to 12,050. S&P down 3.5 points. NASDAQ actually finished with a gain of 18 points. On Capitol Hill, in a Senate hearing, General David Petraeus made an admission that President Obama's Afghanistan withdrawal plan is different from what he and other military leaders had recommended.
The decision made by the president was a more aggressive formulation, more aggressive timeline in particular than that which we recommended.
If confirmed by the Senate, General Petraeus will replace outgoing CIA Director Leon Panetta, who will become Secretary of Defense when Robert Gates retires at the end of the month. Sports, the NBA draft held last night in New Jersey.
With the first pick in the 2011 NBA draft, the Cleveland Cavaliers select Kyrie Irving from Duke University.
The Cavaliers held the top overall pick for the first time since 2003. That was the year they selected LeBron James, and we all know what happened with LeBron. And finally, how do you feel when you hear this?
Never say never.
Starting to feel a little feverish? Well, you might just be coming down with Bieber fever, as in teen heartthrob Justin Bieber, who made an appearance in New York City yesterday. Hundreds of teen girls were there to greet him and serenade him. Bieber dropped in on Macy's flagship store in Manhattan to promote his new perfume called Someday. Let's hear from a bunch of love-struck teens who were there. Question, what would your life be like if you actually met and touched Justin Bieber? And please, all of you can answer at the same time. Unfortunately, all did not go well at this event. When Justin Bieber came outside to greet his fans, an unidentified man broke past a metal barrier and tackled Bieber while shouting at him. Justin was shaken up but not injured. Luckily for the assailant, he was taken away by the cops. Can you imagine what all those Bieber fans would have done to the guy if they got their hands on him? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
When I thought to myself last night, as I ran outside naked and jumped into my pool.
Woo! Come on! We're streaky! Come on!
I just thought it was warm in the pool and the moon was out. And I have felt better since that new moon.
I wish you'd stop bringing up moons and naked in the pool. I'm just getting a visual here, man.
Please, whatever you do, don't imagine them together in a jacuzzi, okay? Okay, I tried to warn you. Oh. Doug Steffens, good day.